Blog Talk Radio.
Pringles and drinking raspberry lemonade.
Say that again?
What?
What did you just say?
I'm eating, I'm eating Pringles and drinking raspberry lemonade.
Oh, you're all ready for communion, I see.
Oh, yes, and I'm starting early.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Tana Baby. Everyone in chat says hi. Wait, you're in chat. Never mind. Okay.
I love you.
Let's see. A plane just crashed at Travis Air Force Base in Show in California. There's so much crazy news today. A bus-sized asteroid near missed the Earth. That just happened.
Wow.
Dabu, just go click on Dabu. This is ridiculous. Dabu and Paul Bagley and Freedom Fighter, there's just so much going on. We are so out of here, which is why we're going to worship a lot. Let's welcome Gemma.
Amen.
Katie's calling me. Hold on. Hi, Katie. I'm doing the radio show. Hello? Okay. She'll call me. She'll call in the show.
Cool.
Okay. So, hello, Gemma. And we have three guests. If you could please make a profile, we would love that. And then, but I won't kick you yet. Welcome, Chris Slaughter. I heard you on the morning show. Awesome. She's so encouraging when she called in. And Alana, thank you for your email. I'm going to read it. And Raina, glad you're here. And I hope Canada's treating you nicely. And hi, Michelle, our weather girl. And Rock on Water Roman. And Tana, welcome to the chat room, everybody. And it is today. We leave today. And Keith is on the phone. Hello, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
I know. Hey, Tana. Hey, Judy. Everybody.
How you feeling today, Keitho?
I wish I was better. I had two really good days in a row, and it was really bad this morning, but I'm feeling stronger right now. So I'm standing on the fact that God's word says I'm healed, so I'm going by that. He's got to honor his word, and I know he will, so I'll get better and better.
Amen. Oh, I'm glad you're here. Is this 205? Who's this?
It's Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Katie, I'm so glad you called in. Katie, I'm Keith and Tana and myself are on the phone. I'm so glad you called in.
Congrats on your graduation, even though you didn't want to do it.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks,
that's hard work. You did great.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping I would disappear as I got my diploma, you know?
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Must be nice, though, to have all that work done, and now you can relax more, you know, have all that studying, all that stuff. It's wonderful.
That's really true, yeah. Like, now I can actually, I feel like I can do whatever I want to do, like spend more time with God and stuff. It's been nice, you know, just finishing that up. But, it's funny, you know how God's been speaking to me through that clock that I have, that prophetic clock?
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all remember, like, the whole story, but, yeah, like, one of the hands was taped to the back of it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was put back on there or whatever. So I just went over to it, and I was, like, messing with it, and it's just really cool because, like, you have to, like, obviously God did it, but you have to, like, screw it back in. Like, it's really complicated, like, in order to get the other hand back on. And I'm just, like, I'm blown away. Like, it's so cool, and I'm expecting him to do something else, like, with it. And I'm just really excited to know what he's going to do next because it's really cool.
How cool.
So, awesome. Right now I took the big hand off because I can't get it because I was messing with it and it fell off. And so he'll probably put it back on or something. I don't know, but it's just kind of cool.
It's awesome. You better make a video. The minute anything happens with that clock, you better make us a video.
Oh, yeah, I will. So, Keith, are you doing okay? You hanging in there?
Yeah, I can't wait to get out of here, though. I want to go home.
Oh, I know.
I mean, nothing else could happen.
Bill just popped in the chat room. Hi, Bill. We're glad you're here.
Hey, Bill.
You're late to church, Bill. Okay. You're 10 minutes late, so whatever.
He called more now.
Guess who's going to join us pretty soon? He's just getting off work. Rody is my good buddy. Rody's going to call in about 30 minutes, and he's going to share with us his new revelations. He just made a video, and we'll share a little bit more. Isn't that going to be fun?
Yeah.
We need the exact hour from him and the minute. Otherwise, we're not letting him talk. That's when he calls, we want the hour and the minute this time.
One of my favorite date setters. I have good news. I figured out today, because I was so bored, I figured out how to upload music to the Blog Talk Show, and but you have to give me an MP3 so I can put it to my iTunes. So if anybody wants to worship the Lord, I just made a video with the song that you like. You just have to email me the MP3 download, and then I'll put it up for you. But Keith, your buddy Tana, emailed me the MP3 of We Are Family. So we got your song.
Oh, I love that song.
Good job, Tana. That's our, the Lord said that was our, like, motto song, whatever. Yeah,
wow.
Thank you, Tana.
You're welcome, because Judy, while you were trying to figure out how to download music on chat, I figured out how to download MP3, so.
She's kind of smart. She knows this stuff. Good job. Wow.
I love it.
Just play it today, Judy, but make sure you play that song today. Every day.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it before Rody calls in. We're going to do some wild worship and tonight in chat. After hours chat, Tom and I will make some fun dancing videos, and we're going to party because the Lord told me it's time to party. And I haven't really showed you guys that side of me yet, but in my last church, I was like the party animal that I got everyone dancing down the aisles, and I would dance with people and stuff. So, you know, it's time to party. It's who I really am. But, you know, we've been kind of mellow because we're waiting, but now the Lord's like, okay, you can pick it up a notch. So as you saw from Tana's dance videos, we got a little wild, but it's about to get a little more crazy, okay? We're going to dance with the bandit. I want to welcome Rojo to the chat room. She popped in. Wait, did I already say her name? Raina. Well, all I know is there's 15 users, and I only welcomed like 11. But anyway, let's play our song. But Katie, we don't want you to go because I know it's hard for you to call in nowadays. I mean, things are getting a little more mellow, so you can probably call in more. But
I have my phone charger today, so that's good.
Oh, yay.
Good.
Are you going to give us a little news, Katie girl, or anything?
I can. Yeah?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's play our theme song, and then you get it together, okay, for us?
Yay. Praise God.
Here is our new song that I played that Tana sent to me was Amazing Grace by Chris Tomlin. We played that. Luco sent me something that I wasn't supposed to upload. It was private just to me, but I uploaded it, and then I told him that I did that, and he was like, Judy, that was just to you. But then he goes, all right, go ahead and play it. I'm going to play that in a little bit. It's Journey. He played the guitar to Journey. He's the only one playing, and you guys are going to be shocked. He's so good at that. And also my good friend Andre. Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember Andre when he called in, the guy that used to be a musician. He still is one, but he called in a while back, like maybe a week ago, and he shared with us his story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, I put up two of his songs. One of them's called Getting in Lightning, and the other one is about the Fool. And they're both really good songs. I know that we have a lot of musicians here at RCC, and it's just really cool. So if you want to send me anything that I can post, we would love it. We've been able to be blessed by Bill Oley's stuff and Luco's stuff, and I know other people do wonderful stuff. So, but let's go ahead and play our RCC theme song because this is what we are.
Awesome.
Thank you.
RCC, and then he started playing this song in my head. We are family. I was like, oh my gosh, so cool.
Wow. That's so funny.
Good, Katie.
I was going to say that's funny because I used to listen to that song, but I listened to the Jordan Pruitt version, and I would, like, play it over and over and over again, like, every day. Like, I was obsessed with that song. It's funny.
It's awesome.
It's so cool. He's made us a family, so we leave. So awesome. I want to welcome John Berthaud to the chat room. We're so glad you're here. And anyone that's popped in late, I think I got everyone. Stacy, we're glad you made it.
Hey, Stacy.
You can be late to this church. It's fine. We're just glad you're here. So Rhody should be calling in about 20 minutes or so. Oh, I think Alana's on the line. Hi, Alana. Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. I'm just here because if you're going to read this word, I got to read this word.
you're going to read for me then?
I'm sorry?
So you're going to read it? It would sound so pretty coming out of your mouth.
The lag thing is totally screwing me up here.
Yes, Alana, read it for us. That'll be great.
Alana, are you going to go ahead and read the beautiful word?
Most of it. You know, I have a little blah, blah, blah in there. But what I want to say is that before I read this, what I want to say is that basically he told me yesterday, you know, I kind of came to a peace on this whole waiting thing. I was like, okay, I'm good with this. I'm good with this. And, you know, he told me yesterday, okay, don't ask. Just come to this with an open heart, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. And he said, but you can ask in the future. And I said, okay, I'm going to ask tomorrow. So I got up. I started writing. And it was still, you know, like 11 or 12 or so. And he said, no, go pay your bills. He pushed me back until about 4 o'clock. And then he laid something on my heart that was so deep, I kept writing it and deleting it and writing it and deleting it because I couldn't. He's like saying now. I was, you know, sister was really freaking out because just as I had dropped the ball, you know, he shot me a pass from way over the line. So I wanted to say that because, I mean, you talk about at a time you did not expect, well, yeah. So I was just trying to validate some stuff, and I started off by saying, you know, my Lord, is this true? Is this like the end of the United States, the end of any kind of thing like that, the end of the world? I mean, we're talking the end. And what he responded was really interesting. He said, my child, have I ever, in the many times we have talked, told you otherwise?
Wow.
My Lord, you have not. But I see no evidence. I see little skirmishes, weather anomalies, tragedies. But I said, maybe this is just a phase we're going through. And I could hear this laughter. And he said, I understand. It's good. You know, it's good that you attain to absolute certainty So your inquiry is good. I said, thank you, Lord, for accepting me the way I am. I said, so this is it, huh? He said, it is. He said, my heart aches for the beauty that must be destroyed. And I said, I get that. You know, so is mine. But you had me wait until today to ask. And I thought that was really odd because it was hard pressing on me. He said, go and pay your bill. So I went and I paid my bill, yada, yada, yada. And then I got it done, and I said, thank you for getting me through that, and thank you for expanding my provision enough to keep my bills paid. And he said, yes, it's done. And you wonder whether or not you do well to put those bills on a thing called auto pay through your computer. He said, there will be no need to do that. And he said, it will have collapsed by then.
Wow.
So I was like, collapsed? Seriously? Collapsed? He said, yes. Yeah. The banking system, the internet, the electrical grid, it will collapse. He said, these things are going to happen shortly and very shortly. He said, you, he told me straight up, he said, you are planning for the future in an odd way. He said, you know these things, but you behave as though you don't. So I said, oh, yes, my Lord, that's true. He said, the money you think you have, you will not have access to it, not for anything. It's going to be worthless. And I said, my Lord, I've been sitting here for 5 months now. I've been paying my rent, paying my bills, and all of that. He responded in an interesting way. He said, get none of that. You have never really lived here. You've only occupied till I came. Why would you think that I tarry? And I said, well, no respect, Lord, but, you know, 5 months. And he came back with, is that so long? I said, well, if you put it like that. So I said, Lord, speak to me of your will. My Lord, you know my heart and you know my questions before I even ask them. And he said to me, it came out hard, he said, you are double-minded. You know that I will come, yet you behave as though I will tarry forever. I will not.
Wow.
All that you see will evaporate in the twinkling of an eye. I understand why you fear, but you must not be double-minded. You must listen only to my voice. And I said, Lord, I've been scuffling and surviving here. You know, hey, you have tarried. He said, does my word not foretell this? If the bridegroom tarried? So I said, oh, so it's true then. He said, truer than you know. I tarried until my bride was matured. She has matured. The oil is in her lamp. So of course, I came back with, now, my Lord, you wouldn't snooker on me. You wouldn't snooker me on this. You remember me? The chick who was standing outside waiting, the chick crying at her desk, the one waiting for you all the time. And he said, prepare your heart. Sit in my spirit. The moment has come. Are you afraid? I said, no. And yes. If I have any fear of change and fear of belief, and he said, then have certainty. And I said, Lord, this is so sudden. He said, yeah, when you least expect it. Have I caught you off guard? Way off guard, my Lord, way off guard. My Lord, I'm having to take a very, very deep breath. Are you saying you're coming now, as in my now? He said, yes. Do you not feel it in the wind? And I said, well, the only question I have in my mind is whether I'm part of the bride. And he was so sweet. He said, would it be a bride without you? Be of good cheer. The time has come. So I threw on Misty, and I was like, let it rain, let it rain. And so what I said to Judy at the end, I said, let's roll, girl. Let's roll, home girl. And so that was my email.
Wow. And a lot of
that
is just so
awesome.
Gosh, wow. It was pretty shocking because it's one thing to think this is going to happen and to know it's going to happen and to enjoy the fellowship and all of that here. But when he drops on you, like, right now.
Wow. Wow.
It does make your socks roll up and down. Mm-hmm.
I love your questions, too, Alana. Thank you so much for asking. Those are all questions we all want to ask. so bad. So yeah. Thank you for asking those and being brave about it. You know, I love that about you. I absolutely love that. Good job.
That's how, you know, that's how we roll, honey.
Good job.
Yeah. Well, that's so wonderful. Everybody in the chat room is so blessed by your word. I'm so blessed by it. Like he said, you're continuing to ask him these questions, and he's continuing to answer. And yes, he told our family after he landed on our son in November 19, 2013, he said, this nation is about to be utterly destroyed. That's what he said.
Right.
He said it to my son. He said it to Kevin. He said it to me.
He said it to me.
He said it to Katie. Yeah, and so I know he said it to many others here at RCC, and we know that we leave before it gets destroyed, but we can see that it's coming. It's coming. And Alana, thanks for coming on and reading your email, because it sounds so much nicer from your mouth.
Every time, Alana. Every time you're going to read it for us from now on, no excuses. That's it.
I don't think I'm going to be reading it anymore, Dave.
That's true. Based on that one, yeah. Good point. Good point.
You know, I've gotten real comfortable with this. You know, I kind of hang with the fam and all that. And this was getting real comfortable. And when he hit me with that, I realized how comfortable, how in a comfort zone I had gotten. And I'm going to mute myself, you know, and go back to the chat and all that, but that kind of really rocked my world.
Yeah. That really rocks my world, too.
No stuff, sweetie.
Totally.
Love, be good. Enjoy. Let's rock this party.
Yeah, let's get this party started. So, Alonzo. Katie, did you want to share with us before Rody calls in and gives us, Rody calls in, he'll talk the whole time, which we don't mind, but I'm just saying, like, you know, we won't really have much time to talk after that.
Okay, well, yeah, there's a lot going on. Do you want me to start now?
Sure.
Okay. So I believe today we had a 6-point earthquake in the Fiji Islands, south of the Fiji Islands.
6.8.
What was it? 6.8?
6.8, yeah, there was an upgrade on it, yes.
Okay, and then I don't know if there's an upgrade on this, but it was a 6.0 in Japan. And then, of course, y'all probably seen some of this, but there was a plane crash at this Air Force base in California. Did you hear about that, Judy?
Yeah, I just posted it to my likes. Yep. I used to live right next to that Air Force base. That used to be like I could walk to that Air Force base.
Wow.
Travis.
Russia just banned Obama to launch an all economic war. There was an asteroid that barely hit the earth, almost hit the earth yesterday. A lot of people are having visions and dreams this past week, like a lot of people. Let's see, and then there's this big MERS plague alert that's in Indiana. 2,000 people in Afghanistan have been killed. And then Dr. Awar came out and spoke today saying that the Lord spoke to him very loud and clearly in a dream that he's coming now. And then... there's some more earthquakes. There was a, let me go to it real fast. See, there was, I think there was one in, 1 second. These were actually yesterday, but there was one in Idaho. They say the quake is one of the largest to strike the state in recent weeks. And then there was a 4.0 to 5.5 in Alaska yesterday. And then, let's see. There's still, there was two landslides that killed 2,000 people in the Afghans, a double landslide that first buried an Afghanistan village and then hundreds of rescuers in a mass grave holding thousands of people after authorities found that digging for bodies in 50 meters of mud and rock was impossible. And then North Korea has been testing engines for an intercontinental ballistic missile, a U.S. tank said Friday. This man announced the top military reshuffle that coincided with signs of a looming nuclear test. I don't know the update on the peace treaty. Keith, do you know anything about that?
I think it's dead for now.
Yeah.
I think we're at this point, we're waiting for a war to happen, and then we'll get our peace treaty with, you know, Russia starting it all off. Yeah.
And then let's see, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Saturday pressured Russia to stop backing separatists in eastern Ukraine and help oust them from government buildings seized in about a dozen cities and towns. Nigerian troops preparing to launch rescue mission for schoolgirls. Nigerian troops are reported to be massing in a forest in the north of the country in preparation for an assault to free hundreds of schoolgirls kidnapped by a militant Islamic group. The Nigerian authorities on Friday raised their estimate of the number of girls still being held to 223, with another 53 said to have managed to flee from the Sambisa forest where the militants have taken them. See, at least three people were killed and several others wounded Saturday in twin attacks in Kenya's restive coastal city of Mombasa. One blast occurred in the busy Tahari area of the city center and the other close to a well-known beach hotel in that area of the city. Israeli minister and Yes chairman Yair Lapid made media headlines Saturday night after he insisted in an interview with an American newspaper that Israel could conceivably hold negotiations with a Hamas led government. A group of 19 Ukrainian Jews will fly to Israel on Sunday to escape an escalating crisis that has seen a rising tide of anti-Semitic attacks. The IDF deployed a Patriot missile battery in Eilat on Saturday and stationed it alongside the Iron Dome anti-missile battery in the southern city ahead of the Memorial Day and Independence Day holidays. And then the Ukraine crisis, East cities brace for more unrest. East Ukraine is braced for more unrest as troops from Kiev prepare to continue anti-terror operations and pro-Russian gunmen reinforce barricades. Ukrainian soldiers advanced on several cities on Saturday to regain control of buildings seized by the gunmen. But in at least one city, Luhansk, I don't know how to say that, the rebels made further gain storming a security service base. So there's all that. And then I watched an interesting video, if you all follow the New World Order agenda. I don't know if you all follow them, but I watched, like, Obama's speech. It's like a 20-minute speech, but I recommend everyone should watch it because it really just shows what a laughingstock, you know, just how the government is and the presidency. It's just a joke. And, I mean, he basically, for 20 minutes, you know, his charisma, he just, you know, he's funny, but it just shows that truly he has no care in the world about us and what we're going through. He actually read emails from, like, citizens and basically made fun of them. And it was just really kind of sad, and the audience is laughing, thinking he's hilarious, but really the joke's on us. So I just recommend people to watch that if you want to see how bad it really is. Agenda New World Order, and it's President Obama's latest speech. And then
I just made you a
mistake. There's been a lot of fallen angels, like, a lot of UFOs. sightings, and I see them all the time. But let's see, what else? Am I missing something big, Judy?
No, I think you got it all.
Yeah, there's definitely microchip implantations going on worldwide, which is really scary. Well, that's it, really. I'll let y'all know if I have anything else that I missed. There's a lot more going on. It's just kind of hard to cover it all.
That's good for now, because we know that bad news equals good news, and things, like Sherry says in the chat room, time keeps on ticking, people get ready, and we know he's a-coming, so let's go ahead and do another worship song. This is one that Luco sent to me. Oh, let's welcome Leah first. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Leah.
Leah,
how are you? You're making me laugh earlier. Really. You're funny.
Leah.
Hey, guys. Hey, Leah.
Hey, Leah.
Hi, hey, Leah. Congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you.
Leah, can you tell everybody how God flirted with you yesterday? You sent me the text.
What about a text? What did you say? I didn't hear you, Judy.
God, she wants you to tell how God flirted with you yesterday. You sent her a text, she said.
Oh, yeah. So it rained here for a few minutes, and, like, outside my door was the most incredible rainbow. And, like, I was like, okay, and I was able to take a picture, and it was, like, a beautiful, clear picture. So I took a picture of the rainbow, and then I sent it to Judy and a couple other friends. It was unbelievable.
Cool.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw a double one.
Yeah, my son saw a double rainbow, too. I forgot about that. Where'd you go, Judy?
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, love cool.
It. Okay, so let's worship the Lord with this piece. Luco is the only guitar being played in this song. He's the only guitar being played. Listen to how good he is. Here we go.
Thank you.
amazing.
That was so awesome. That
my
was
gosh.
So cool.
Great.
He is so
amazing.
Good. Wow.
Isn't Luca talented, though?
Yeah, thanks for sharing, even though you weren't supposed to.
Yeah,
I'm glad you did.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. It was just... Yeah, he had a lot of fun doing it. So thank you, Luca, for sharing your talent with us. And this is really
thank
fun.
Excellent.
Anyway,
thank you so much.
It looks like three people just got dropped. Hey, let's welcome Luca. Luca's on the line now. Hey, Luca.
Hey, guys.
Hey, that was awesome. Oh, my gosh, that was so good.
Thanks for all the
good
compliments.
You're so good.
Amazing.
Wow.
That
was
amazing.
So good. Man.
Wow.
I
want to see that.
I told you, Luca could be part of big bands if he was on Earth longer. He's so good. What he like, amazing. Really talented.
And Rody called in, but for some reason his call dropped, like three calls dropped all at once. So I don't know if Blog Talk is doing that on purpose, but I texted him and told him to call back. Maybe he thought he called into the wrong show. But anyway, so I hope he calls back. I don't know why the calls dropped. Sometimes they just drop. I don't know why, because we lost Katie and Rody and somebody else. I don't know who else. Anywho, so call back, Rody. We want to hear all your revelations.
Luca, how
cool
are you
stuff.
Today?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay. You're quiet today.
Oh, yeah. I'm just chilling, you know.
Yeah. Just chilling, huh?
That's good.
Yep.
I love that song, too. We have to... We played, we got the We Are Family song up today, Tana. Thanks to Tana. She put that song up for us. That was good, too. We had some good music.
Thanks,
today.
Tana.
You're welcome, Luca.
Mm-hmm.
I have, I figured out how to download.
That is so handy dandy. Like, you guys have no idea. Now everybody can do it. It's awesome. Okay. We're good.
You can send me some of the stuff. I can try and find it.
Oh, cool. Okay, Tana.
I'll teach you my ways, Tana.
Yes.
So, I'm going to read a quote. Here it goes. Just because you are struggling does not mean you are failing. Every great success requires some kind of struggle to get there. Opportunity always comes with opposition. Hang in there. I like that.
Wow, I like that a lot.
Yeah, I thought we could be blessed by that little quote. Let's see if my friend called back. There he is. There's Rody D. Hi, Rody. We're so glad you're here.
Hey, hello, people of God.
Hi,
Rody.
Rody.
I know you like me to say that.
We love it when you say that. 18 people in the chat room, they all welcome you, Rody, and everybody on the line. Let's see, we have Keith and Tana and Leah and Luca and myself. So glad you could call in, Rody. Oh,
well,
we have Katie.
You know,
Katie's here, too.
For some reason, I the line is not too good today as other times, but, work, pretty much I'm working, and, you know, I like to pray during nighttime, so thank God that I have the ability of, getting to work a little late, since I happen to be the boss there, thank God, I could do that, and, you know, it gives me the space I need, but not very much like combining the time that I'm off with your radio program. It doesn't happen all the time. But here I am, and I got to say, guys, we are very close. We are very close to departure. The things over there... And Ukraine, you know, between Russia and America, it's pretty bad. It's getting heated by the minute. And also, I don't know if you guys heard the news of Russia complaining to filing a formal complaint, you know, to the UN of accusing U.S. try to hit on Syria. And that is so prophetic. It's unbelievable. This month of May, I think, is very, very crucial. You know, the rapture could happen this month. We know it could happen any minute. It could have happened already. You know, I don't know if we're going to get to Pentecost. You know, and I just don't see it any further ahead. I don't see it. I think we're living it. Every moment that we're living right now is every day is a possible day. And we have to be in communion, repentance, prayer, reading the scriptures, you know, worshiping God, preaching the gospel, letting everybody know. And you're going to be surprised how many people we're going to be able to see in heaven that did not come into the Lord on time, but because of the continuous, you know, testimonies, because of, you know, the insistence of letting them know that the rapture was going to take place, they will not have a doubt. So those will be of the people that will not let themselves to be marked. And many of those are going to be part of your crown, and that's a very important thing because our reward is based on what you did for the Lord on earth, and a lot of people don't get to see their fruits yet, but you know, I happen to travel preaching through Central and South America for a few years, and I thank God I was able to harvest quite a few souls for the Lord. But I've met people in my life that they love the Lord with all their heart, and they have never won a single soul. Well, now, you know, but just saying to people, you know, and letting them know that you are a Christian, when the rapture takes place, many people that knew you, that knew you were a Christian, they will come to the Lord, and they will know that it wasn't no aliens, that the rapture did take place, and many of those people will be saved, and they will be part of your crown. What do you think of that?
Wow.
Well, don't you agree that a lot of people, you know, don't have enough, you know? I mean, I've talked to people that have told me, like, plain, like, I haven't won a single soul for the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, as long as you're working for the Lord and trying, you know, not being ashamed in front of people, but, you know, a lot of people produce 30, 60 to 100, and, you know, different people, different office. But many people will receive, you know, part of their crown will be, the Lord knows everything in advance. So when you get to heaven, you're going to get your full crown. But many of those people that will be, you know, gems of your crown, they will not be in heaven until after the tribulation. And this is the time to make sure that you let everybody know, you know, Christ is coming for his church. And I'm going to be leaving. I'm one of those.
Amen.
So,
awesome.
What is that background noise?
You guys want to talk about?
Do I hear the background noise?
I think someone's driving.
Oh, yeah.
I am driving right now. I'm driving on the way home. I am. Yes. I mean, I didn't want to wait because your program could be over.
Yeah.
So anything you guys been talking about in this program today?
We've just been going over the news and Alana shared an encouraging word that the Lord said it was now, and we just had our worship music. We've been waiting for you to call in, so.
Yes, yes, it's definitely now. I mean, I have been studying a lot of things. A lot of things are just too long to put in YouTube. Everything points, absolutely everything points to this time in history for the Lord to come back for his church. This is no longer, imagination or prophecies based on or these or that. It's everything is coming together. All the clues the Lord has given to a lot of people, different people, and all the prophecies. And they are all, I don't know if you guys, some time ago, I think last week, Paul Begley came out with a prophecy of a Jewish rabbi from 17th century named Vilna Gaon. And the guy prophesied, that the Lord showed him that when Russia invaded Crimea and the troops of Russia will be nearby Constantinople, which is what they call the Istanbul, Turkey, that the Messiah was at the door. That this is, and this is the time. I mean, the Russians already invaded Crimea, and it'll be only a matter of time that they hit Istanbul, because the American troops have a base in Turkey, and that's exactly the entrance to the Black Sea, in order to counterattack Ukraine or the Russian troops that are trying to invade Ukraine. So this is all. I mean, I think it's getting heated by the hour. This is a matter of hours or days for the conflict to break loose over there, and we shall see what happens. It's never the way we expect. So we only need to be alert and be on the on watching, be watching, not to get careless, and be watching, reading the scriptures and watching the news and telling people. So that's going to be an important thing, that people understand. Don't care if they call you crazy, I'm the boss in my job, and they call me crazy. So, when it comes to the Lord Jesus, people don't respect. So, but when the trumpet sounds and I disappear and they no longer have the boss, okay, so that it was right. Some people are going to be impacted by it. And I preached to everybody there, and I let everybody know the Lord is coming for his church, and he's coming now. This is no longer a story tale that, it's been coming for 2,000 years, and now, what's different now? There's always been wars. That's what a lot of people tell me. There's always has been wars, and there's always has been, been all these kinds of conflicts with the Jews. And no, never like this. Never the amount of earthquakes in the world. Never, and besides, never within the last 70 years that the prophecy of Daniel 9:2 says clearly that all of the desolations of Jerusalem must be fulfilled in those 70 years. And, of course, that includes the Great Tribulation, which is a 3.5 years time frame. And you have to, like I said before, count back, do a countdown from 2018. When you do that countdown, we're here. It's not like we wanted to be here. It's that we are here. We are indeed in the days of the rapture, and it is an awesome thing. And a lot of people, people are not going to be expecting. And I can't believe that World War III is right in the corner, and people simply continue with their daily, things, and they have no idea. People have no idea. World War III, I was reading there was actually a couple of articles on the on the rain of meteors that is coming on this May. It's actually two major meteor showers that are coming on the month of May. And I had a vision, a long time ago about a complete rain of meteors. I mean, it was a massive rain of meteors, and it was so scary. It was a complete destruction everywhere. And is it a coincidence that in May there is two major showers of meteors, and they're crossing the planet? They will never tell you that there are bigger ones and because NASA is trying to hide everything, but it could very well be this time. It could very well, we know that the day of the rapture, meteors are going to fall according to Revelations chapter 6, a massive earthquake, and also meteors, they're going to be falling on the earth. So everything is in place. I mean, everything is in place. I really I can't wait. I can't wait to hear that trumpet blown.
Amen. Rhodey, can you hear me okay,
yep.
buddy?
I hear it.
Rhodey, somebody in chat wanted to ask you something. Somebody in chat, well, they're saying preach it, brother, speak it and all that. But also, somebody wanted to know if you think that the rapture will be, the 65-year thing would be over in 11 days. Do you think that the rapture will happen by May 15th, or what do you, are you
thinking
May is the
month? One thing that I and Brother Steve Steinman, we discovered a few weeks ago was that, the countdown is actually Shavuot's countdown, based on Shavuot, which is Pentecost. And in May 14th, 1948, it was Shavuot. So when you count from the Shavuot, everything makes sense. Because Shavuot, this time, is the anniversary, of Israel is not actually based on May 14th, but it's based on Shavuot. It's based on Pentecost, because it happened to be Pentecost in May 14th, 1948. So when you count based on Pentecost, the anniversary is actually in June and not in May 14th. Also, when I did the countdown, it all matched perfect. When I did the countdown from Rosh Hashanah, the 1,335 days of the chapter 12 of the book of Daniel, the 1,335 days, when you count from Rosh Hashanah, it lands exactly 7 days after May 14th of 2018. And guess what day it is? Shavuot, Pentecost. So everything, all these countdowns are based. I mean, there is absolutely zero coincidence. Then the first blood moon fell on Passover. The second blood moon will fall in Sukkot. The third blood moon in 2015 will fall again in Passover. The fourth blood moon in Sukkot. There's no coincidence absolutely in any of it. It's impossible actually to have a coincidence of so massive as a four blood moons in a row that follow exactly in very important Jewish festivities, and not different ones, but the same ones. Passover, Sukkot. It's also exactly the same thing with Shavuot. Is the Great Tribulation, the 1,335 days, ends in Pentecost 2018, exactly on the 21st of May of 2018. And this countdown and the 65 years in May 14th, but in Shavuot. So it could very well be on May 28th. I mean, if the trumpet sounds in the new moon, it will be in May 28th. Now, we don't know if Psalm 81:3 refers to the new moon as the rapture, or as a judgment that's going to be fall in the new moon. We don't know. But one thing I know is that the vision that I had some time ago about the meteors falling on the earth, it was a dark night, meaning no moon. The moon wasn't out. So the only time that is completely dark night, that the moon is not out, not even by a tiny little piece, is when you have new moon. So it could very well be. I am not saying that it will be. We don't know, but it could very well be. If it's in a new moon, then we have a high possibility again for May 28th.
Very nice. Rhody, how is your family doing with waiting on the rapture? How's that going? How's family life?
My family is, you know, they're doing great. I mean, my kids, my wife, they all, you know, they seek the Lord. I have a system for my kids where they have to read the Bible. They have to pray. I sit with them. I explain them things, you know, and I tell them the importance of testifying that they don't go to heaven and the Lord, you know, some of their friends will go to hell and the Lord will demand from them, like, why didn't you tell them? And the blood of those people be upon them. Even as children as they are, I told them the responsibility of telling your friends is daily. I mean, you have to let people know, and they do. Everybody in their school know that they are Christians, that you know, that they don't lie, that you know, they preach the gospel. They have even suffered persecution for it. And but they, you know, they know. I mean, I'm very lucky because each one of them has had experiences, supernatural experiences with the Lord. None of them as the 12-year-old, but all of them have. And they know that the Lord is real, that the Lord is coming, and they are the only ones in school that don't say bad words, along with probably another two or three kids that are Christians there. But they, you know, my wife is a Christian woman, woman of God. I'm a very lucky man. And, you know, the rest of the family, my mother, you know, she preaches everywhere. I mean, my brother is a Christian, too. Everybody's down with the program of the rapture is happening any minute now. They do not, you know, some part of the family, they do not have this. They know that the rapture is very soon. They don't have, you know, the conviction that I have, because this is a personal revelation, just like salvation is individually. You have to seek the Lord, and until you get confirmation and until you get revelation of God, then you're kind of a Christian like every other. Oh yeah, the rapture will happen one day, but you see, only one thing that is very important that every Christian should do. If you read Daniel 9, chapter 9, verse 2, it says that Daniel, he was curious. He said, I went and looked and read in the books. Prophet Jeremiah said that the desolations of Jerusalem had to be fulfilled. And so he went and read in the books. You know, he was looking for the time frame. He was seeking God. He was fasting. He was reading. He was doing this and that to know, Lord, let me know. How. You see, the Lord only set the day and the hour. We are in all of our right to say, Lord, you only said the day and the hour. That's all you said that no one will know. You never said the year, the month, you know. And it's not that we know, but it's something that you can ask. Lord, is it this month? Is it that month? If the Lord is, he can do anything. He can tell you if he wants to, and he can tell whoever he wants. And, you know, sometimes he gives dates to people that we think is going to, you know, something's going to happen, and something do happen that day, but not exactly what we were expecting. And not for that, you're going to grow cold and say, oh, you know, this is not because we live for the Lord. We're waiting for the Lord now, tomorrow, and forever. And because one day is going to be the day. And we're simply very, very fortunate to be the last generation, the one who's going to see the catching away. I mean, the prophets, they long for it. The angels long, you know, to look at it. They love to look at this stuff. And we are the ones that are going to be flying up to heaven. My son had that experience already several times. He had several rapture dreams where he's actually flying to the sky, and he says, you know, it's an awesome experience, and we all are going, you know, we are all going to experience that. This is that last generation, and we simply have to be patient in Christ. It's any minute now.
Okay. Amen. Thank you. Alana in the chat room says, Rhody, what does your heart tell you? What does your heart tell you when he's coming?
Well, my heart tells me that I got to be looking at every hit game right now, like that a very possible day. Like the next one, the next one, the next one. I mean, any day. My heart tells me that May 28th is a very, because it's a new moon, and I don't know if the trumpet, you know, is going to be blown in the new moon, but that's what Psalm 81:3 says, that in the new moon, let the trumpet blown. So blow the trumpet in the new moon, you know, in our solemn feast day. And, hey, we have a huge possibility. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Oh, continue, Rhody. Sorry, my son was asking me something. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm saying, you know, the 28th, I mean, it could be Shavuot, you know, June 4th to the 5th. Some people say that Pentecost is actually on the 8th, but when you count 50 days from Passover, and when you Google, you know, the exact date, it says the 4th and the 5th of June. So that's a possible day, too, and, you know, on the very same day or days before, we don't know. I guess that this conflict that is about to unravel in the Middle East and Europe is going to tell us day by day that we're getting closer and closer. But, I mean, we don't know if this is going to happen all of a sudden. Remember, the Lord says, like a thief in the night, this could very well happen before, you know, we may be saying, oh, you know, this day, that day, and it could be actually before that. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. We just know that we are in the days. I mean, one more month, two more months, it's here and there, it doesn't matter. We're in the days. This is going down now, and now for the Lord, it's not like now for us. Now for us is right now. Now for the Lord, it could be this year. This is now, you know. But I am absolutely convinced that we're not passing Shavuot. I hope I'm right about that.
Amen. Does anybody have any questions for Rhody? I know, Rhody, you told us part of your testimony. The last time you called, it was really wonderful because you shared with us, you know, how you came to know the Lord. But I wanted to know if you could give your rapture testimony, like, you know, how we all have more than one testimony in our life. And what it's cost you. What it's cost you to believe like you believe. You don't have to give, you know, I mean, whatever you feel comfortable sharing, but I know that you've paid a dear price, and you're happy to do it, you know, for believing how you believe. We have two at our house, and most rapture-centric people at this church have. I think everyone has. I've heard everyone's story here, and it's a pretty intense thing that people are doing because of what God has shown them. So I don't know if if you want to share some of that with us, it would be wonderful.
Sure. When you believe, you know, like we believe, you know, that you really committed, you know, and fully committed to the Lord and to spread the gospel and letting people know with a final warning, this is it, you know, this is about to happen. A lot of people that are not, you know, people that are not in the spirit, even though they're Christians, they're like looking at you like, man, you know, we've been waiting for this. The church has been waiting for the rapture for 2,000 years. What makes you think that you're right about this now? What makes you think that is? They can't discern the times, which is something that the Lord reprimanded and He rebuked the Pharisees and He let them know, you hypocrites. You know, you can tell, you know, if it's the summer or winter, and you can't tell that. You know, you can't see the signs of times, and this is something that I have very clear. We are in the time, but it, you know, I used to go to this church for 19 years. I stopped going. Not that they don't want me there, but it's simply, you know, if no one shares my opinion, then I'd rather be in my house. And I, you know, it has resulted. You have to be, I would say, you have to be somebody that puts in their heart, in his heart, to study the word, to you know, dedicate time for prayer, because the Bible commands us, you know, not to stop to congregate us, you know, because we have to congregate ourselves or the spirit, you know, dies. The same way you don't, you know, the flesh dies if you don't feed the flesh. You be in the desert without eating for a few days, you die. Same way is with the spirit. If you don't feed the spirit, you die. So you have to put in your heart to do, you know, what you got to do. For example, the Lord demanded in the Gethsemane, He actually told Peter, listen, you couldn't even pray with me 1 hour? Clear sign that the Lord expects us to pray at least 1 hour a day. And it's amazing when you invest the time in the Lord, how the Lord, you know, replies in everything, you know, it reflects in every area in your life, and at work, here, there, everywhere. And, you know, the persecution is there, but I'm happily persecuted. I could say that. And about the rapture, you know, I had many experiences in the past, but one thing that the Lord made me realize that is the deception that is going to befall the world when the rapture takes place is a very vivid dream that I had one time where, you know, this flying saucers, you know, came down in top of a university, and they were, I mean, they were so real, as just like in the movies. They had all the colorful, they were very colorful on the side. They had the flags of all the countries in the world, and very, very light speed. I mean, it was like, they were like lightnings, extremely fast. And I realized that as soon as we leave, these things are going to make a lot of appearances in various areas of the world, probably the major cities, and there would probably be taped or something. And people are going to believe the lie of the devil. I mean, the Lord says that because they did not want to believe the love of the truth, which is Jesus Christ, that the Lord will send them a spirit of deception, that they may believe the lie. And they will believe this massive lie. That's why every movie now is about UFOs and aliens and attacking the U.S. and, I mean, pretty much prophecies yet to happen any minute, right out of Hollywood. The Illuminatis are very well involved in this, and these are things that are going to happen very soon. And people are just sleeping. It's just crazy how people have no idea what's going on. And I believe the devil is just laughing in people's faces with all these movies. And I got to tell you, I saw it with my own eyes. I could not believe it. It was so impressive. It was so impressive. One of the dreams my son had when he was taken to hell, you know, one time the Lord gave him a dream where Satan himself came to pick him up dressed as a human, and he went to hell, and he saw all this multitudes of demons. There were thousands, he said, and they looked just like the great aliens, and they were, you know, giving praise to Satan, you know, hail Satan, hail Satan. And these are exactly the demons that are portrayed as aliens. I mean, this deception that is coming after the rapture is going to be unbelievable. These demons are going to materialize. The Lord is going to allow them to materialize. People are going to be able to see them. So this is something that they will believe, because they will see these demons, and they will see the spaceships, and they will no doubt. There is no rapture. This is they've been abducted. This is a, you know, that all these brainwashed with the movies of Hollywood are going to simply materialize, and people are going to believe that lie. And that is so sad. That is so sad. That's why you have the responsibility now of testifying and witnessing to people. This is no alien, nothing. The Lord came in, and the lie that is going to unleash after that is going to be so real, you're going to want to believe it. Because to not believe that lie, meaning repentance, and if you repent and you accept the Lord Jesus, you're going to have to lay your head and not take the mark. It's going to cost you your life, but you will inherit eternal life. You've got to tell people about it. You have to tell people. And it's been a pleasure to call the program. I'm going to have to hang up this time today. And I will certainly call in another opportunity. I will say God bless
you
all.
Thank you, Brody. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brody. It's great.
All right,
thank you so much.
God bless.
God bless you.
We love you. Bye.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's do a worship song. Let's do a song and worship our King. Here we go.
The flow and bring the dead to life. of revival that heaven roars and fire falls. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival.
Because I had my son visiting, so it takes me a little while to get on. But I'm here. Hi. Love y'all. Hi, sweetie. Hi, sweetie.
Love you, Annabelle, too.
A college
hey,
graduate.
Guys.
She made it.
Hey. What's
hi. Up? Hi, sweeties. Love you.
Good to see you.
Oh, I'm here, baby. I get on when I can, honey. You know that. Even if
Mama
it's...
Pat, what...
So.
I was just, Mama Pat, what's the name of that Celine Dion song you wanted?
Oh, you just played it.
No, Celine. No, Celine Dion. Didn't you want a Celine Dion song?
Oh, if that's what it takes. That's I call it my Gethsemane song. I sing to I just picture myself in Gethsemane singing that to him. But it's a little... well, you can play it, but...
It's a little
gotta really be in love.
It's
beautiful,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
have... go ahead.
I hope he's listening. Because I'm going to play his song. And he's another RCC artist. And Andre's been waiting a while, okay? And I had a nice long conversation on the phone with him. Can you guys hear me okay?
You're breaking up a
yeah.
little.
Yeah.
How about now? Is it okay now?
It's still a little scratchy, but we hear you.
We hear you.
Well, I'll do the show on Skype pretty soon. I just downloaded it, and that'll be perfect because this upphone gig didn't work. Anyway, so Andre and I talked. He's been waiting a while, and his last straw was like, Lord, you have to come. Because, he was living on savings and everything, and God showed him some stuff. He's been waiting for a few years now. Well, so he went to go get a job because he's like, well, I guess. I mean, I have to do what I have to do. And they turned him down. And they turned him down at 11:11.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
And he was so
it's the number of God.
I talked to him on the phone a couple days ago. And he's like, God was speaking to him even as they turned him down the job. He's like, you're not going to be needing this. 11:11, they said no job. So I'm going.
Wow.
So basically what he does is he's waiting on the Lord, too. He has a daughter who's 10. And, he's separated from his wife, but it's hard for him because, things are expected of him, and he's been waiting. So he's been pretty ostracized by everybody because, he's been giving dates for over 3 years now, and God still hasn't come.
Oh.
But he's encouraged by his family. Yeah, he's
Andre.
Encouraged by RCC. And so he did a song, and I'm going to play it. So.
Oh.
Here it goes.
What's his name?
If you're listening, if you're listening, I wish you would call in, but I'm going to go ahead. Two
his name
songs
is Andre.
He's made. One's called Standing
Andre.
In
okay.
Light. And the other one's called The Fool. I'll play the Getting Enlightened one first.
Gifted. Very gifted. That's great.
He turned a contract down with the devil in his younger days, so he knows all that stuff is real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure he could tell us
well,
a lot.
yeah. Let me play his other song. He made
okay.
another one. Here's another one he did.
Alone to raise the light. We have loved me.
He's very gifted.
Yeah. Very
nice
gifted.
Voice.
Because, let's see here. What do we want to say? Oh, it looks like Joe's here. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
No,
hey,
Joe just dropped. I don't know why he just dropped. Who wants to lead us in communion? I keep forgetting to do it. We have Tana or Keith or Leah or Pat. Who wants to lead us in communion? Communion!
I was like, I don't know if no one else wants to, but
yeah,
if someone else wants to. All right. I already ate all my Pringles and drank all my lemonade, though. Shoot. And a communion.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody ready?
Ready, Freddie.
Okay, first let's just thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice on the cross for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you allowed your body to take upon all of our disease, sickness, infirmities, oppression, and poverty. And thank you that your bloodshed washed away all of our sins, transgressions, and iniquities. And so by your strength, because of your bloodshed, we are forgiven. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And so now we will continue to remember you until you come for your sacrifice. So on the day, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance for me." Everyone break your bread and eat the bread. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Take your cup. But whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Oh,
don't know what I did.
Great
well,
song.
Guys, you know, there's a lot of music tonight. It's just, oh, my goodness, it's just fun to worship him. Well, Katie's back. So we have Katie, and we have
Hi,
Joe,
Katie.
And we have Katie. I'm glad you came back, honey. We have Katie, we have Joe, we have Pat, we have Leah, and Tana, and Keith. So we have 15 minutes. Anybody want to share anything?
I can read he and I, if you want.
Sure.
Oh, okay. This is good. This is one of the most beautiful ones. How much I need you to be sure of me. Do you feel my warmth? Quicken the fire of your love with mine. He says, think of your role to be as one alone among the crowd, alone with me. Nothing exists but your Christ. Look upon the distractions of the passerby as no more than the branches of trees swaying in the breeze. Come to me directly. Isn't that the shortest way? I am so eager to have you. Your influence will be transformed. And how could you be indifferent to this influence, which is like an aura of your soul? Didn't I have mine and my apostles? Saint Peter's shadow had healing in it. If you could only heal the wounds of those who come near you, ask me for this. My little girl, so dear, will you let me live again on earth in you? So there you go, little something to uplift.
Beautiful.
Yeah, how sweet he is. I had something I wanted to when I can sing. It's only three lines. It's from Mercy Devotion, and it's just something that is sung on his mercy. So
okay.
It'll take it's like probably 40 seconds. Let's see. Let me just see if I can do this now. Okay. And we're singing, when we sing this, we sing it to the Eternal Father. So this is what we're asking him. Okay. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Wow, Pat, amazing. Great job. Wonderful. Beautiful.
Thank you. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and the blood, soul and divinity of thy dearly beloved Son, Our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you.
Great.
Oh, that's beautiful. And, Katie, are you still with us? I have to ask you a question. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Katie, does it take faith for you to believe that Jesus is coming?
My answer might sound kind of unbiblical.
Shoot, girl, shoot.
At this point, I don't even feel like it takes faith for me to believe.
Tell us, Katie, tell us.
I don't know, it's just one of those things where I just know so much that I don't even really. Of course, I mean, I have to have faith that some of the things that he's promised me he'll do, but, I mean, his coming to me, I just know it's any day now, and, I mean, of course I have to have some faith, but I mean, honestly, no, not really. I mean, I, like, just know.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's given me a lot
that.
Of faith about it.
Everyone in the chat room is like, that's what's up, Katie. That's what's up. I love
true,
that, Katie. I think that's so powerful.
Yeah, he's just done way too many things, like, in the physical realm for me not to know. I mean, it's crazy. So I just know.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to give me any more signs or anything. I feel like we're all that way, though, you know?
Yeah. What does the sky look like where you're at today, Katie?
What is what?
What does the sky look like in your area?
It's just been clear blue today. Just been really pretty, actually.
What's been your biggest challenge in this last hour before he comes to get us, Katie?
My biggest challenge?
Mm-hmm.
Well, everyone knows I just graduated college, so that was something that I didn't want to do, but, you know, now that I've graduated, I feel like I've accomplished something. but
congratulations.
Thank you. My biggest challenge, just the days when I'm really kind of discouraged. My biggest challenge would be just getting up and living this life like it's normal and knowing that it's not. Like I was telling Judy today, I kind of went shopping and I wanted to buy all this stuff, but I was like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like I wanted buy it, but it's like there's no point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of it's reassuring because I know that we're leaving, but it's like, so what do I do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
Katie,
yeah,
tell us what God told you. It's my all-time favorite thing, what he told you, that your life has
well,
no purpose.
A lot of stuff. Which one? What?
He said your life has no purpose or something like that?
Yeah, he said there's no point to life. He told me that.
That's
it's kind of weird.
Going on
No, he, in his own words, he said, life is pointless.
Meaning time is short for us to go.
Yeah.
Go.
People in the chat room, they agree with you. Everyone in the chat room agrees.
Yeah, that he told me life is pointless.
What are you going to live for now, you know, when you're going to fly?
Yeah. And what's funny to me is that's just so opposite of what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's given this to too many people. Too many people are getting the same thing as we are, so it's time to fly, period.
Exactly. Exactly. I wanted to kind of share this story because I think it just shows how close we are. I have this friend, and we were sitting watching TV, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he started saying, I want Jesus, I need Jesus, like, I want to be with Jesus.
Mm.
And this guy is a Christian, but he doesn't know about how close the rapture is, and it was just really prophetic.
Yeah.
And I don't even think he knows that he was saying it.
Oh. Wow.
Wow. That's so wonderful. Spirit in the 40s. Spirit in the broken.
Yeah. Hey.
Come and get us, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise God.
Yes, we
love
you.
Love you, Katie. Love you, Judy.
Love you, everybody.
Love you,
love
John.
You.
Love you, Lizzo.
Hang in there. Hang in here, guys.
Yeah, hang in there, everyone.
Be cheerful, be kind. That's what he tells me. He says, I know what you're going through, but he says, I want you to be cheerful and kind anyway. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I love that.
Anyway, be cheerful and kind anyway. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. My time.
I love that.
Yeah.
You have to give